Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Canadian politician Doug Ford held a press conference last week, addressed rumors that people have been pooping in the sand at a lakeside beach near Toronto and burying it.
No.
Because there aren't enough bathrooms.
Modern look.
I don't know what that is.
That didn't sound like Doug Ford.
Sorry.
That's not a modern look at all.
It's more like a primitive look.
It's like an odd sculpture in sand.
As soon as I heard that violin, I'm like, this is going to be wrong.
is that a candle?
Here we go.
Yeah, they don't have 100% proof. But by the way, we've given Wasaga Beach $1 million to build bathrooms and build, you know, and hire more people. But I'd be more than happy to talk to the mayor. It's a very popular beach. And again, I don't, they have no proof that people are pooping in the park, per se.
Pooping in the park.
Poop, per se.
The Canadian accent.
Pooping in the park.
Pooping in the park, per se.
Per se. Pooping in the park, per se.
Well. Pooping in the park, per se.
It is kind of musical the way he says it.
It's got a little rhythm.
Pooping in the park, per se.
Dun, dun, dun. Pooping in the park, per se.
Yeah.
Pooping in the park, per se. Pooping in the park, per se. Pooping in the park.
No, and if you're pooping in the sand,
right?
I mean, people can see.
I know. What do you?
I would think. I think you dig a hole. You got to hang out there and then just come out.
Oh, okay. You dig a hole, then you just sit.
Yes.
Or somebody's holding a towel around you, like a fort.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Or you dig it deep enough where it's just the top of your head sticking out. You blast away like a turtle, and then done. You know, like the Cats family did it.
If your friend has to poop at the beach, are you holding a towel for them? I don't think I'm going to do that.
No. Yeah. Wow. I'll walk you to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, go in the water.
You go in the water, but it'll come back and attack you.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 like dun, the brown
dun,
shark.
Like, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Ah! It's not great white at all. Sand shark.
Chaz and AJ.
I hear a new AJ parody song, Pooping in the Park, coming out.
Pooping in the park, per se.
What would it be, too?
Yeah.
Thank you. Pooping in the park.
Remember that
pooping
song?
In the park, that per song. Se.
Dancing in the dark?
Yeah.
Even if you're pooping in the park.
I get up in there it is. The,
the dance on stage is going to look very different.
Had a burrito this evening. All right, I'm on it.
Right,
then I had 24 slices of pizza.
We're just pooping in the park.
Pooping in the park, per se.
You want to do.
All right. So, poop in the park.
Have you ever pooped outside?
Oh yeah.
No.
All right, we'll do a quick round of pooping outside stories.
Yeah, why not?
203-882-9757. Emily, you're first. Go.
No, in an outhouse. That's disgusting.
That's kind of outside.
Well, that's still outside.
I mean, that's technically outside, but it's a structure for pooping. I'm not just like finding a tree to pop a squat. I'll pee in the woods. When I went to the Rockies by myself, I went hiking there for a day. And there was, like, nobody there, so I felt free to just pop a squat and pee wherever, but
pop
I'm not going to poop.
Right.
Almost heaven.
Girls don't poop. Move on.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, a little potpourri, yes.
We fart out sparkles, duh.
Yeah.
AJ?
Because it hit me out of nowhere. I ran out of gas, and, of course, I'm walking home. I had to go. I ended up going behind some professional building. There was a corner with a bunch of bushes. And I mean, by the time my underwear came down, it was like, it was critical go time.
Had to go.
Yeah, I left a wall painting. And I had just my socks and underwear to wipe with. And it was February. It was not fun at all.
Your socks and underwear.
Yeah, I was a roadie for a band on the way back. The guy swore the truck had enough gas because it had no gas gauge on it.
And it broke down. All right.
Yep.
I respect you for using your socks to wipe yourself. I feel like some guys would do a little shake or be like, well, save it for later.
No, you got to clean up back there.
You got to clean up. I couldn't use my pants.
Love you for that. Yep. That's good.
Yeah. I had to. It was emergency. Got to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I only went outside once, and I was a kid out in the woods, and I was like, I wonder what it'd be like. I didn't even have to go.
Yeah, how do those cavemen do it?
What's it like?
I was like, what would that be like?
Yeah. How does a bear do it?
And it was the first time I saw poop, not in water.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Human poop. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. It looks like an acorn. Or not an acorn. Like, what are those?
Hershey's Kiss?
The pine corn.
The pine cone?
The pine cone.
Pine cone. You take a pine fiber, cone. Dude.
Yeah. You have some corn in there? What's happening? Mama Chaz, what she's feeding me.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that was it.
Looks just like the emoji.
I don't think I want to go to the phones for this, but all right, since we're here.
We will.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, I got a story for going to the bathroom outside.
All right.
You tell us
Go
now.
Go ahead.
So my wife and I went to a wedding upstate New York.
Oh, no.
And
it's required.
Yeah, I ate the seafood.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So we were coming home about 1 in the morning, and just before we're going over to Throgs Bridge, I pulled over at the station there on the side, and, you know, if we ran out of the car, I didn't realize it's a cliff down the side of the embankment.
Yeah.
And I hung on to a tree, faced my butt down thing. I think I had knocked an owl out of a tree. It was like a projectile.
That thing spun its head and I went, three.
Ow.
Tootsie Pop got him.
Wow.
Yeah, I was hanging to my wife, actually ran out. She's like, because I disappeared. I like hanging down from the tree. She's like, where the heck did you go? It was bad.
Wow. It's a serious poop. Have to stay away.
Oh, my God. Seafood medley.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Was it food poisoning, you think? Or just, like, a lot of food?
Sounds like food poisoning.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Ask the owl.
Yeah, because I felt sick the next day.
Yeah.
I'll ask Mr. Owl.
How many licks does it take to... Oh, man!
What is wrong with you?
I found the center!
Stunt or stupid?
This might actually be the stupid part of it. We're doing the quick grab.
Mousetrap.
Mousetrap quick grab. And the problem is with this is that I'm trying to load the mousetrap, and the mousetrap is really, really, each one I've done so far is super, super sensitive. So every time I try and put something on it, the damn thing goes off. Don't need this kind of stress in my life right now.
And what are you trying to do?
Well, the trick is going to be is I have to try and snatch whatever's on the mouse trap without it going off.
Did you practice this before showtime?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not because
that's you.
The trick.
That's so stupid.
The whole trick.
That's AJ.
The whole trick is to
Why see if it's going to work when we could just
we know
screw up a
work.
Whole half an hour of radio?
You could put a piece of cheese on them. Cheese on them. Cheese on them.
What are you trying to put on it?
I'm trying to put a dime and a penny.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Well, yeah. Well,
it's too much weight.
Piece of cheese weighs more than that.
Okay.
So, and then
how are we doing?
That's the first round. The first round is that. And then the second round, I go smaller.
All right, let's start the first round.
All right, let's
go.
Let's do it. Okay, here we go. Okay, so I'm loading the mousetrap. Loading the mousetrap. Where'd the dime go? I'm going to put a dime. Here it is. A dime on the mousetrap. Okay. And the whole point is that I have to. I'm so scared of the goddamn thing. Son of a bitch.
He said son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
What are you trying to do? I don't understand.
I'm trying to load the mousetrap.
So you can't even load it.
With the dime.
Right.
And the damn thing keeps going off on me.
Right.
That's what it's designed to do.
I know that, Phil. I know, Margo.
So you didn't think this one out to where this could be a problem?
It just seemed like a no-brainer.
Oh.
And you know, man's my wheelhouse.
That's
no-brainer. I beat you guys to the punch on this one.
King of the no-brainer.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that, Dave. My mom loves me. Okay. Ha! Okay.
All right. Well, you got the trap set, but you can't get the dime on there. And this is the whole point of the whole bit.
Right. I will get the dime on right now. Here.
Okay, here he goes.
Slightly step. Oh, I'm so scared. Mouse traps hurt.
Why wouldn't you have loaded all the traps this morning before we went on the air?
Because I was worried they were going to go off during the show.
Wow.
You know, leading up to it, but snap, 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 snap. And
just stick your finger in there for screwing the segment up. Just put your finger in there right now.
Oh, get a shot of his face. Oh, my God. That's real pain right there you're seeing.
Right in the
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right on the knuckle.
Ah! Hot. Oh, right on the knuckle. Oh. Full force.
There's a dent.
Oh, it's shaking. His finger's like,
ugh. Oh. His finger like, I want to disappear right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, why'd you do that to me?
There's a dent.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, that was worth it right there.
Well, no, I deserved it because you're right. I should have I should have tested these first.
Yeah,
it just seemed to me it would work. Because in my mind, a piece of cheese weighs more than a dime.
In my mind, a piece of cheese weighs more than a dime.
At least the cheese that
Did
I used.
Did you test a piece of cheese on it?
Piece of cheese. No.
Okay. No. All right. So you didn't even know if a piece of cheese would work.
I assumed.
Wow.
I never
this
assumed.
Is really.
You can ask any of me. Okay. All right. I've got this on here.
Gentle touch.
Gentle. That's a problem. I'm so nervous.
He's trying to load
now.
The trap.
I'm so nervous. Oh, I got an idea. Wait a second. I got an idea.
Do it with like chopsticks or something.
I got an idea.
Put it on there first.
Put it on there first.
Oh, whoa.
My God.
There we go.
Watch this.
You know, I'm glad we named this Stunt or Stupid, so when we do stuff like this, it falls right in line with the title.
Okay. We're still on topic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Committing to stupid today.
All right. So he figured out if he puts the dime on it while he's setting it, the dime is on there.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Here All right. we go.
Go, AJ.
All right. Hold on. Let me do this. I'm going to play the opener.
Okay.
Okay. Act like this is the beginning.
All right.
We'll just erase all.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
No one's finger got. Oh, it's turning purple.
Oh, boy.
It's purple.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Stump.
Yep. Wrong one. Hold on.
Stunt or stupid?
Today, it's quick grab mousetrap. I will extricate a dime from a mousetrap without getting zapped by the mousetrap.
Zapped?
Well, snapped.
Okay.
Oh, this is not good at all. Okay. This is like really bad Jenga.
Hey, he's like looking at it from the side. Like, it's gonna help.
I got it at the wrong angle.
Oh, bring that mic down.
I got it at the wrong angle. Okay.
All right. So he's got a dime on the mousetrap, and the goal here is to get the dime and not get your finger smashed.
So to be smarter than the mousetrap.
Right.
Yeah.
The mouse that can solve the maze.
All right, here we go. Oh, this is dumb. Why do I think of stupid ideas like this? All right. Oh, I want my thumb. My face hits my thumb.
Weren't you supposed to be wearing a mask and getting hit by a pool noodle?
Yes, I got the pool noodles.
Okay.
But somehow this is just as
You risky. Never emailed me to bring the masks in.
I did. It was an email I sent you with the stuff.
Okay.
Purple. Okay, ready? Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, my God!
Oh, damn! God. That hurt.
That was an immediate failure.
Jesus.
Oh,
I didn't even have time to start the Mission Impossible. It failed so quickly.
Okay, hold on. What is he? I think he's got it smashed twice.
Yeah, I got it twice.
Successful once
yes,
right now.
Right. The hard part is loading these damn mousetraps. I actually broke one, and I'm trying to load a second one over here without it going off on my...
It shouldn't be called Stunt or Stupid. It should be called Stunt and Stupid.
Just completely stupid. How's that?
Stupid.
Like Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
Yeah. It's Stunt and Stupid.
It's just stupid.
Yeah. It's both. Every single time.
Yeah.
We think, you know, 7:31 on Monday's going to roll around. He's going to be prepared. It's never that. It's always a mess. And then we stumble our way through it.
You guys love me anyway, though, don't you?
That's
of
right.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course we do.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm like that really weird cousin that no one likes.
We're just trying to lower our expectations.
You're like that crazy cousin we all like.
Exactly. Right. We'll go with that.
What is Uncle
JD? Okay.
All right. You got a trap.
I got two mouse traps. Okay. What are you doing? Oh.
You told me to whack you with the noodle.
Yeah. Right? All right. Good. So this time we're going to ramp it up as I'm trying to get the. I have a dime and I have a penny and a mouse trap. As I try to get each one off, Emily over here is going to be whacking me with a pool noodle. No, this is not a weird thing.
Yeah, where did what website did you find this one on?
It sounded weird. I'm like, she's gonna whack my boo-boo.
Hey, AJ's fantasy.
Man, getting whacked by a boo-boo. Okay, I'm gonna try and go for the penny first. So, all right, concentration, complete concentration, as I'm trying to get this penny off of here.
It was the only outcome. It was the only thing that was going to happen.
No way he's going to pull that off. I was getting whacked with a pool noodle.
That nail's going to turn. That nail's going to turn a different color. Okay. Number two. Here we go. Number two. Ow. Ow. You know what? It's kind of like I like this. A little lower, please. A little lower. I'm going to start an OnlyFans page like this. Ow! I kind of get that. I kind of get it now. People like this.
Yeah, I think you want to change up the timing.
Yeah.
So it's not a regular beat. No, so right. He doesn't know when it's coming.
Oh, right. God. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and then different. I like how you're doing different locations. Yeah. Okay. You go from the head to the butt to the back.
I like what you've done here.
Element of surprise.
I like what you've done here. Okay. This requires total concentration.
Oh, that dime's way down the lid of that mousetrap.
Oh.
That's not, like, dangling off the side. You're going to have to really go in for that one.
Oh. Oh. Ah. What the hell? What'd you put lead? Okay.
I don't know what you just said there.
I thought you filled with lead. That freaking hard. I was like, you know, whop. I'm like, ah. Okay, here we go.
All right. Stunt or stupid?
Stunt or stupid. Quick grab. Mousetrap. Oh, Lord.
You should hit him anyway. I think just the anticipation of the noodle made him nervous.
That scream, that was the money. That scream.
And the tears are real, too.
All right, we got to do one more.
Okay. Right. Why not? We're having so much fun. Okay. Lower the mousetrap. Here we go.
All right. Coming up in news, a Connecticut senator tells us where all the COVID money went, since we know it wasn't to take care of our electric bills.
And I had nothing to do with it.
And we'll go over the announcement of Papa Roach coming to a very small venue in Connecticut.
Very small venue. Okay. Hey, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Last one.
Here we go. Last one.
All right. Stunt or stupid.
Hey, here we go. No! All right, cat-like reflexes, ninja.
She came up underneath, got him in the armpit.
Right in the armpit.
That was, I like that. That was a good move.
Yeah.
Definitely not ready for that one.
Okay. Hey, here we go. All right. Three.
Coming in
two.
On the side.
That was a dome. That was a dome shot.
Wow.
Right to the head.
Wow.
And I think he could see birds flying
like,
around
like
his
a
head right now.
Jack. They're all wearing Emily shorts. All right, here we go.
All right.
Quick up. Wow, look at this. The mousetrap split in half.
Oh. All right, congratulations.
To all of us, I guess.
Nice job.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
All right. So how's your electric bill doing, everybody? Mine still blows.
Sucks.
$610.
We're behind a little. I'm paying the minimum.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much was it?
I live alone and I try to like keep the lights off. So it's averages like $150 a month, which is not bad, but I'm just kind of poor right now. So I'm just like barely getting by.
Yeah.
So,
well, a lot of people got their electric bill and opened it and said, I don't know how I'm going to.
Yeah. And I don't have AC. I sweat it out. Like, I like the heat. So I really suffer.
I see your post. You're a candle person.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Of all the people I know, you're probably use the least amount of electricity.
Going to make a dent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Phil, have you seen yours yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it went way up.
Really?
We are not heat people. We are not sweated out people. We need the AC. That is our comfort. We need it. We save more in the wintertime. We can keep it at a much lower temperature, but we're struggling with it right now. It's up there.
Ruth, have you seen your electric bill yet?
It's gone up, for sure.
They've all gone up.
Oh, yeah.
Did it go up a lot?
No one's ever gone up.
Maybe 30, 40.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad.
That's terrible.
I went from 450 to 610.
That's rough.
$610.
How are you sitting down right now?
Well, you know, Jennifer likes to have it like an ice box where you could hang meat in the master when we go to bed. I'm like, you realize I'm putting on long pants, socks, long shirt, blankets.
Right. I was thinking, snuggle.
It's August.
To go to sleep.
Yeah, snuggle. No, yeah. No.
To go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things we're all kind of upset about is that the state got just a huge pile of COVID money.
Yeah.
All the states did.
Yeah.
And where did that money go?
Where? Like,
now that we're paying for the folks who didn't pay during COVID, what happened to the COVID money? Why didn't you spend it on that?
We're curious.
We have Senator Steve Harding on. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on, and I do appreciate it, and I fall in the same category as you. I like the house, my family members like it ice cold, so.
I like how you say family members.
Summertime is, myself too. I can't off-say myself from all the blame on this, but it was pretty eye-opening when I opened up that bill this month, and obviously I was not the only one. All of you are not the only ones. I mean, some folks were seeing double the increases, and for some households, as you talked about, it's unfortunately the highest bill in the house, and so a lot of families are trying to figure out this month how to make that payment. And the problem is that there's no really release in sight. It's only going to get worse, unfortunately, for these next few months.
Yeah. Are you getting a lot of calls from constituents?
It started about a week and a half ago when the bill from, August came out, and it hasn't stopped since for obvious reasons. And people are just obviously very frustrated because this is not the first time. We've seen to have these wild increases every single summer here. And even into the fall, it's not only a usage thing. It's just an average cost of energy in the state of Connecticut thing. And it's only gotten exponentially worse, I would say, over the last 4 or 5 years here. And we've set ourselves on a path as policymakers, unfortunately, where there's really no relief in sight. It's only going to go up from here unless things start to change and change pretty drastically.
Okay, so let's talk about the COVID money. We got piles and piles and piles of money from the feds during COVID.
Yep.
And why don't you take us through the list of where all that money went?
Right. So one of the biggest problems that myself, I have, and the House, my House colleagues in the minority have as well, is this, $400 million in unallocated COVID funds from the federal government that got reallocated.
I'm going to read the list.
At the end of this year.
I'm going to read this list.
Okay.
So yeah. $310 million for higher education. So that's UConn and state universities.
Correct. Okay.
How did that help for, what was the deal with that with COVID? Was that for remote learning? What was that for?
No. It was literally to supplement their budget.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nothing to do with COVID.
Point to most of this. Yeah, I could point to most of this, and that was the problem. This is supposed to be one-time funding. And what we essentially did with this unallocated ARPA money that we still had left of about $400 million is use it for operational expenses, which means that all we did is set ourselves up for next budget year.
Big problem.
When these same organizations come back and say, well, we want that money again because this is for our operational expenses.
Nice.
None of this is one-time funding. None of this.
So
it only gets worse. Yeah, from there.
All right. Then $50 million for private providers like nonprofit organizations.
Which deserve it. But again, I would argue open up the budget and find the money within our state budget. Don't use one-time ARPA funding. That's probably one of the only areas, one of the few areas in this that actually has probably something to do with COVID and some of the mental health issues and struggles that folks have had based upon COVID. But the far majority of this list is just supplementing, frankly, our bureaucracy in Hartford.
The next item I have here is $41.1 million for direct municipal aid. So we just sent money to the towns, and then they did with it whatever they wanted. And has anyone gone through to do, you know, some accounting of how that money was spent?
As far as I know, there's been zero accounting on any of this money.
Oh, boy.
And if you
unbelievable.
And if you look
at your electric bill and think about this pile of money that just went, here you go, have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
To different cities, and if you look at it, a lot of it is, you know, individuals that are mayors or first selectmen, that are well connected to the government within Hartford that basically got this money. As far as I know, none of which is connected to COVID programs or anything related to mental health or anything related to what we dealt with during the pandemic. It's just simply money to supplement the budgets of cities of mayors and first selectmen that are particularly well connected to the government in Hartford.
And this list, it just goes right down the line. None of it, AJ, I'm looking like $5 million to Shoreline East.
Huh.
$1 million for early voting. $7 million for urgent crisis centers. Important.
Right.
But not COVID.
No.
$10 million for children's behavioral health.
All right, some behave.
Maybe you could make an argument that that's COVID.
Yeah.
You know, mental health. The kids were home.
Right.
They really screwed.
Not seeing their friends.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You can make an argument. So of all the hundreds of millions of dollars, we found one item for $10 million that you could make an argument for COVID. $650,000 for climate initiatives, $3 million for Planned Parenthood, $4 million for Hartford sewage system repair. That seems like all COVID important.
Yes.
So all of this money comes in from the feds for COVID. We spend none of it helping people with electric bills. Like, you guys could have set up, like, all right, here's a fund for people who can't pay their electric.
Right.
Here's a fund for people who can't pay their rent.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We'll take it from here.
None of that was done.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was my biggest issue with this package, and I think a lot of other legislators that voted no. And frankly, you know, we had about $400 million that you just read off there. We only needed $200 million to offset the moratorium and your public benefit that you're all paying. So, I mean, the argument could have been, look, if you just simply used half of it to pay off this moratorium, which would have significantly helped so many families pay their electric bill this month and beyond, you could have used the other half for these other initiatives.
Right.
I would have disagreed with some of it. But to think to not spend one penny on offsetting this moratorium or addressing some of these electric costs, it just doesn't make any it flies contrary to what you're supposed to be doing, which is looking out for the interest of the people of the state. I mean, it goes to organizations, you know, again, to your point, there's about $10 million there that you could point to that's somewhat connected to the pandemic. And there's $50 million to nonprofits that also did a lot during the pandemic. That could be connected as well. I mean, outside of that, the rest of it is, frankly, I would argue, funneling our bureaucracy in Hartford. So we're choosing to funnel our bureaucracy and continue to fuel it as opposed to actually helping offset electric costs for ratepayers in the state. It runs contrary to what is frankly good government for everybody involved.
Yeah. All right, Senator, thanks for coming on. And the only reason we did this was to not get political, but to just let people know they could have avoided this.
Yes.
So when you look at your electric bill, just know that it could have been avoided. You should call your representative and your senator, and you should tell them that you're pissed and you're going to vote in November if they don't fix this.
Right.
Because 10 months of this, they're like, well, it's only 10 months. Well, it's 10 months of trying to figure out how you could pay your electric bill.
Yeah.
It's wrong. It's just wrong.
It's unfair.
You're exactly right. It flies contrary to politics, right? It doesn't matter what party you are. Let's do something to fix this,
gotcha.
Period.
No, because no offense to you, but you guys do a good job of getting us fighting each other. Then you walk over to the side and say, okay, as long as they're fighting.
Right. Destruction.
As long as they're fighting, we're over here. We're good.
Hey, wait, what are they doing?
This is about electric rates, and they screwed us on this.
Yep.
And we got to fix it. And you got to call your rep.
Amen.
You got
to
call your senator.
Let's get in a special session and fix this. Both parties.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Let's not lay blame. Let's just fix this. Help us.
Right.
Fix this.
Right. That's it.
We're not even talking about businesses. Can you imagine? The second wave of this is going to be all these businesses.
Yep.
They're going to pass this on to us.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to get baked into your costs one way or the other, unfortunately. So let's fix this. Yeah. And I love your show, so thanks for having me on.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.